Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night, heading into the weekend on the grid. Mike Carver here with you, along with Joe Lisi. I hope you got me still, Joe, right? My entire screen just froze. As I was doing that, I'm looking at Joe, and
is that
everything
part of it? Like no encyclopedia of college football, basketball.
I thought I was encyclopedia of anything right now.
I'll tell you that
I was gone, to be quite honest with you. So we'll do it the right way now. Mike Carver here with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! Further to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I told you, you know, I dabbled in the baseball, and again, I just can't catch a break with the baseball. It's aggravating a little bit. I told you last night the one game I wanted to be in on was the Mariners and San Fran, right? That total was 7.5. They got 16 total runs, right? 16 total runs. And they're still going. I think they're still going.
Yeah,
anyway.
8-8, top 10.
Amazing. I did. I'm a glutton for punishment. You should slap me right now. I took Jimmy Butler for 20 tonight over Tampa Bay, Texas, on the 10.5. And then I altered down the other two games, Reds and Brewers, 6.5, and Guardians and Angels, 5.5 in a parlay. Just hoping for something. I need a little moment. I am so mad I missed these totals. I wanted to take the Braves when it was 0-0 in the first. I didn't click it. They get three runs. They're up 3-0. 3-0. They're going to break out tonight. That total is going to go through the roof.
Well, can they break out? Can I get a Matt Olson homer in that game? I mean, honestly, it's been cold here.
Somebody scored. They got seven hits. They're no hitting the Marlins right now. Top four, no hits for the Marlins.
None. I need runs, Joe. I need runs is what I need.
I need runs in this Tampa Bay game. I'm going to go big tonight. I don't know. Who do you
want
to
take?
Dela Cruz? Yeah, I missed it. I wanted to take the San Fran game. I didn't take it. And, you know, it is what it is. Well, how about we lost the Anteaters in the final, hanging on by dear life? I think Carver's frozen. He's dealing with some technical difficulties. We'll get back to Carver. But last night, Cal Irvine, 7-point lead with 3 minutes left. They crap the bed and lose it in overtime to Chattanooga. Terrell Owens was in there. Unbelievable, you know, come from behind win. The kid missed free throws. He had 3 free throws. The kid for UC Irvine, he hits the first two, then the refs ice him. He misses it. It's tied at 86. The game goes to overtime, and they lose it there. I went to the bathroom. Somehow, some way, Chattanooga pulled it out. So Carver did say he needs runs in both. I think it was the Marlins and Braves. He needs Olson to homer. Let's see if he's close to that. Olson right now, 0-2. Right now, whiskey sour for Matt Olson. Unbelievable. You look at this Brave team. They were 0-7. They're starting on a home stretch here, beating up on the Miami Marlins. Right now, 3-0, top four. Game Baltimore and Kansas City. Let me give you an update there. It is Baltimore, second and third, threatening. Top two, no outs. So if you got the total there, you have the potential maybe to score some runs. Let me give you the update for that game. Right now it's frozen figures. I'm going to go in on this Tampa Bay game. I go in with the usual suspects. I'm on a cold streak. You should slap me. I've been hit with so many rights, I'm begging for a left. Joey Wheelboat is going to go in on Texas and Tampa Bay. The question is, how high can we go? You know, the song, how low can you go? How low can you go? How high can we go in Texas tonight? Could we go? Could we put it with the golf, maybe? Maybe we'll do this. Let me see here. 10.5 is plus 190. Maybe we'll go 9.5. You know what? All these games, let's go 11.5. Over 11.5, Texas and Tampa Bay. And we'll put it with, I think we get a profit boost tonight on FanDuel with the NBA. He's going to try and get me in on Luka and the LA Lakers. I want in, I think, on Golden State. Maybe we could take something with the Pelicans. Let me see. Could we get, no good numbers here. Maybe this Kelly Olynyk for 15. You want to jump on Kelly Olynyk for 15 or Jose Alvarado at plus 112 for 15 points tonight? I can't take LeBron. I can't take Luka. LeBron last night with 9 assists. Hachimura broke out with 3 threes. We hit both of those. And then my pick, Jimmy Butler, hit the skids with 11 points. This guy is unbelievable. Jimmy Butler. They signed this guy $35 million a year. Whatever he's making, he's totally gutless. I know he's averaging 17 points a game, but whenever you need this guy to step up, Jimmy Butler, non-existent like the invisible man. Who can we put it with late? Let me just say. You know what? We'll take Jose Alvarado. Jose Alvarado and the over in Tampa Bay. We'll put it that way. Jose Alvarado at plus 112 for 15 points and plus 280 over Tampa Bay and Texas. So we'll get you started. We got a little action on Friday night. I'm in on this total, top one. They already got one out in Tampa Bay. Some other news. There's some breaking news. You're hearing it as it relates to the NFL draft. Shedeur Sanders, is he a top 10 pick? Is he going to go in the top 10? top five right now. People love him. People hate him. Is it all window dressing? I talked about it with Ben today. If you want to get a jump on the NFL draft odds, Shedeur Sanders, if you think about the draft right now and who's picking, right? New England's not in the market for a quarterback. Neither is Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence and Drake May. If he falls out of the top five, are the Raiders going to take him at six? Probably not, now that they just signed Geno to a long-term extension, right, with Pete Carroll getting at least $30 million plus a year. You don't want Shedeur Sanders there, and Ashton Jeanty is a front runner. So the most realistic spot when you look at Shedeur Sanders is potentially New Orleans at number nine. Now, New Orleans has said that they're interested. Do they want to stay with Derek Carr? Derek Carr is more of a compiler, not a franchise quarterback. He can get you to a certain level. It's certainly interesting when you look at the prices for Shedeur Sanders. And you look at the prices for some of the top five talent in this draft. We talk about some of the offensive linemen, Will Campbell. We talk about some of the defensive linemen, Mason Graham, and some of the others, obviously, Abdul Carter, the edge rusher. Those are some intriguing aspects when you look at the value. If Abdul Carter doesn't go number two overall, and potentially, let's just say it is Travis Hunter or Shedeur Sanders, you could pick off some value in regards to the NFL market. So we'll talk about it. Carver will be joining us next. More NFL talk and Major League Baseball right here on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is, baby. We're just getting started.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Rocking and rolling on Friday night. Oh, yeah. JP on the turnstile tonight. Look at this. Friday night on the grid doesn't get better than Carver and Lisi. Carver Sands, actually, Lisi Sands Carver. He fell off the map. We were in the cockpit together. All of a sudden, he pulled the ejection handle. He's gone. Guy's nowhere to be found. He's dealing with some technical issues. We'll get him back in just a couple of minutes. I pulled the trigger. I know. I'm a glutton for punishment. I told you, these Rays, they do it to me each and every time. They're on the road to face off against Texas. Top one, runner on first, one out. We got some life. I still think, look, Texas... Tampa Bay has been playing some unders. They got a little bit going in their final series. I think they could potentially maybe, just maybe score four or five runs, or maybe Texas puts up an eight spot and we could get 12 or 13 runs in this game. I know it might be asking for much, but I'll still take a shot. I'm on Jimmy B for 20 points tonight, so we'll see how that plays out. That game tipping, I believe, at around 9:30. 10 o'clock, so we'll keep you updated. Quick scores. Baltimore did score two runs. They had runners on second and third. They did convert 2-1 now, bottom two in Kansas City. Baltimore, they just had it, minus 170 on the money line. I think KC plus 146 total in-game is 9.5 at plus 118 to the under. So they're expecting more runs in Kansas City there. Atlanta clinging right now, top five, 3-0 over Miami. Still see if they're throwing a no-hitter in Atlanta. Yes, they are. So seven hits for the Braves, 3 runs, no runs, no hits, no errors. The old Johnny Bench saying for the Miami Marlins, top five right now. We'll see how that plays out in Atlanta. Got to be hot and humid. Philly did score right now against the Dodgers, 1-0. They're throwing a one-hitter against the Dodgers. Top seven right now. Dodgers have only one hit. When you talk about a dead under right now, top seven, a total of 4 hits, 1 run for the Phillies. So we'll give you the updated odds right there. And then the Diamondbacks, bottom five, 4-3 over the Nationals. Right now, bottom five, no outs. One out in Washington. And then this game that won't ever end, still bottom 10 in San Fran. You got the Mariners and Giants deadlocked at 8 apiece. Amazing. This total, I told Carver at the start, was 7.5. You could have gotten great numbers, 3-1, 4-1 on 10, you know, 11.5, 12.5. I mean, you altered this up the ladder. You're making a ton of money in this ball game. Right now, we'll see how it plays out. I'll give you a total. They have Seattle at plus 152 on FanDuel and the Giants minus 196. They just locked it up. We'll see if they scored. Other action, man, Cincinnati. Talk about a dead baseball team. Still no runs. This team is struggling right now. We talk about the 3 runs that they potentially scored in the series. Plus 132 against the Brew Crew. 7.5 the in-game total, minus 118 to the over. Minus 112 if you want to take a shot on the under. And then a couple of games that are starting, actually the late one, is the Guardians and Angels. You got minus 116 money line for the Guardians. Angels at minus 102, total of 8. I'm not confident that that game potentially maybe goes up the ladder. I did take it over 5.5, so hopefully that could play out, and we'll keep you updated on that. Some of the basketball, and Carver hit the nail on the head. What was the kid's name? I got to ask him when he comes back. Pabinski? That kid hit 8 3-pointers last night. We were supposed to be on him. We took Hachimura. And we were going to put him in the parlay. Instead, I pushed him out and opted for Jimmy Butler, who's completely gutless. And we lost that parlay. Butler ended with 11 in that game. We needed him for 20. You know, and Jimmy Butler's another guy. He starts slow every game. He's starting out. He's dishing the basketball. He's getting rebounds. First 2 quarters, he gets you absolutely nothing. And then in the second half, he always comes on. So tonight, if you're taking Jimmy Butler and potentially they don't blow out the opponent and Golden State is, let's say, within a 10-point game, if Jimmy Butler could give us at least in the first half 9, 10, 11 points, you got to believe that potentially we could get through and do that and get over the 20 points tonight. So we'll see. Quick scores in the NBA, and then we'll get back to NFL draft talk. You got the Bulls up 19-16 on the Trailblazers. You got the Rockets up 17-12 over the Thunder. And you got Cleveland 20-15 over the Spurs. So we'll keep you updated on that. All three of those games still in the first quarter. So we'll see. I mean, you're probably getting a pretty good price on OKC trailing right now. Let me just see if we can give you an updated line on OKC. They've been smashing teams. Still -4.5, -186. Total is 233.5 on FanDuel. You look at some of the other totals there. 253.5 in Cleveland and San Antonio. They got 49 points. You need 200 more to potentially get that. What are they offering here? Can we get this game into the 260s is the question. We get a low. I might jump on that over, too, from an in-game. We'll come back And we'll break down the NFL draft talk because now we're about 3 weeks away, 20 days away from the NFL draft that does take place in terms of Green Bay. That's April 24th. Sports Grid will have coverage with that. Night number one, 8 o'clock straight through midnight. So we'll get into some of the bets on FanDuel to potentially catch some value with some of the top names coming out of college. We'll come back with Carver and Lisi. More NBA, more MLB right here. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday night, Disco Fridays on the grid. Matias will be back next week, but we got JP on the turnstiles tonight. We should be rocking out maybe some disco tunes. Get us in the mood here. Carver will be back in a second. We were talking MLB, little Major League Baseball. I'll keep you updated on that. But they do have the odds up on the NFL draft. And went through this with Ben throughout the week on Football Full Circle. Just want to give some takes about potentially how some of these plays could maybe fall. And the NFL draft is very difficult for me because sometimes I bet according to what I believe a player is, right? A lot of these GMs, you need to understand how they're going to bet, what the team need is. Potentially, I think some quarterbacks absolutely suck. I wouldn't even waste a top five talent on them, but some of these teams decide to pull the trigger because they're so quarterback needy, doesn't matter, right? And that's a situation where Tennessee, love them or hate them, you have to take Cam Ward because they need a quarterback. They swung and missed on two guys in terms of Malik Willis and Will Levis, not working out, not franchise guys. Now you have the number one overall selection in the draft, even though maybe Cam Ward isn't as polished or isn't as great as Jaden Daniels at this point in his career. He still has upside, and you still have to at least appease the fan base by taking the best available quarterback, and that is Cam Ward. Two different types of quarterbacks, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur is a little bit more prototypical dropback passer. He's mobile, but the RPO game with Cam Ward, a little bit different, Carver. I know you're back, but I've just been going and talking about, you know, just some of the value for some of these teams. Shedeur Sanders. For top three pick, plus 280. So if it's not the Giants, right, could it be a team like the Steelers or somebody that maybe trades up? Like, I'm not going to bet Travis Hunter on minus 180, but I would take the shot for number three overall on Shedeur at almost 3-1. No?
Well, first of all, Joe, let me start by saying this.
Good.
I leave you alone for like 19 or 20 minutes. That's it. While I got some problems going on here, the technical difficulties. And you just gotta wedge the football in. You know, I leave you alone for 19 minutes. You wedge the football in. And so I
went through everything. JP is my witness. I went through the baseball. I went through the bet. I put in a parlay. I put in Jimmy Butler for 20. I put in, who else did I put
how
in?
How dare you? How dare you go back to that guy after what he did to us last night?
You should slap me. You really should. I called
this even the told you.
List. I know.
Pazinski.
Whatever his name
is. I said,
was.
His threes, Hachimura threes, LeBron assists.
No, I said LeBron.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Assists.
I know that, but that was what I wanted to go with after, and then you had to wedge this loser, Jimmy Butler, in, and I ended up, of course, it ended up being a loser. Everything hit except Jimmy Butler.
I took Jose Alvarado tonight, 15+.
Jose Alvarado tonight, 15+.
Yeah.
Oh, the Pelicans? On the Pelicans?
Yeah.
Man, you're shopping at the, you know.
Why?
Jose, don't
call me Junior Alvarado. No?
Yeah, you're shopping.
Why? He's only plus 112 to score 15 tonight.
You talk about going off menu. I mean, that's
Carver, I'm getting smashed. I told you, I'm so mad at the San Francisco game. I'm mad at myself. I'm just mad in general. How mad I am with the San Francisco game. Look at this game. They still got top 11. They got running bases loaded. Two outs.
You got gun shy because of how the last few days have gone. You got gun shy. You gotta keep firing. You gotta keep firing. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, but I'm firing now. Now I'm on over in this Texas game, 11.5. We got no run.
Get ready.
I'm watching guys run on. Nationals and Diamondbacks. Runners on first and third. Two outs. Runners, bases loaded in San Fran. Runners on first and second in Atlanta. I scroll to our game. Three up, three down. Three up, three down.
Let me tell you. Cleveland and the Angels tonight, Joe. That's the spot. That's the spot. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Instead, we get it. If you love somebody, that's what that is. The slow 80s soft rock right there. You just get that all that moving through you, Joe. All right.
It's moving through me. It's moving.
Carver and Lisi here with you. I mean, I'll tell you what else, Joe. I mean, you're doing a lot of belly aching over there. I mean, I can't even get. I mean, there's like anyone want to hit a homer tonight? Anybody want to hit a homer? Even if it's guys I don't have, can we just see some homers?
Where do you see that? Why?
There's no homers anywhere. It's just like, can we get a couple home runs tonight? Like, it's just, it's dry, Joe. It's like a Sahara. It's a desert.
We got nothing. Just count them all as a loser, and if somehow, some way they come through, then we'll be good. No?
You all right tonight? Everything doing okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just mad. I told JP I felt a little, no gym tonight. I think it's the weather. It's hot. It's like, I'm just sweat, like, it's just
I've seen you kind of battling with people on Twitter, too, and you've got all sorts of things going with on.
Battle with it. Are you kidding? Let me
Yeah, you never. You always go after everybody. You want to respond. Not go after, but you always respond.
I love talking about business and the economy. I have no problem with that. Don't bring politics into it. One have nothing to do with the other. Okay, I like to trade. I trade a number of different things, and just because my views are different doesn't mean I'm wrong or you're right. All right, it's a difference in opinion. That's it. These people are crazy. You're right. I'm wrong. This is right.
Him.
And like I said, as it relates to political parties, I have friends on both sides. That's it. I love them all. There you go. I'm right in the middle.
Well, just remember, it's just like Joe, when they walked in. I know you love this movie, too, just like I do.
Which
and
one?
That was Sleepers. Sleepers, of course, tremendous film.
Great movie.
You know, Bobby's in that, too. De Niro's in that as Father Bobby. And
great movie.
Who else is in that? That's got Jason Patrick is like the main guy and Brad
Pitt.
About the four kids with the hot dog truck and they get abused at that prison.
I had a friend that was an extra in that movie. He carried the casket.
Really?
The guy's father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Back in the day. Sleepers.
But it's just like when those two guys walked into that bar in Hell's Kitchen. And they run that bar. Those were the two gangster guys, the guy Tommy and I forget what the other guys are. Those were the four that, there were four friends growing up. Two of them went to like a life of crime and they were like, you know, in a gang, whatever they were. And then the other two was Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was a lawyer and Jason Patrick was the newspaper reporter.
Oh,
and the four of them grew up, and the two guys who were kind of ran Hell's Kitchen were in that bar, and they went in there to have a drink, and it's like, what did they say? They say to the guy, there was two guys in suits at the end of the bar, and they were talking whatever it was, politics, and then they said to the bartender, get those guys a drink right there, and you tell them, here in Hell's Kitchen, We got one rule. No politics, no religion. You buy them that's a drink it. On me. Tell them that's it. And they took that's their it. Drink. They gave them the little cheers. And they went on their way.
That's it.
And that's how you got to operate, Joe. That's how it. I operate, too. That's it.
That's it.
No politics,
I mean,
no religion.
Come on. I mean, these people are nuts. I was talking about the market and these people, you know, buy low, sell. Oh, you want to buy now? You want to sell? All right. Listen. You think I'm wrong, then trade it. There you
crypto.
Go. You don't, crypto. Do what you got to do. No, you can take a stand. You think the market's going to zero? Sell it.
Long-term position, Joe.
That's
long-term
it.
Position.
That's it.
Crypto.
Yes, oh, long-term.
Boy. So you don't have the over in this National Diamondback game? You're not having the over here?
No. I when I looked at it last night, I told you the one total I loved was the San Fran game. And I said I was going to put it with the Ray game. Thankfully, there's no runs here because I probably would have lost. But then I jump in on the Ray game. All these games tonight, right? No score. Reds, again, struggling to score runs. No hits. Tampa Bay,
they
no
haven't
hits.
Scored a run since Monday. They scored, 14 runs on Monday? They haven't scored a run since. Three straight 1-0 losses for the Reds. First time
Meanwhile,
since 1960.
So much for the Yankees being tired, late game, and torpedo bats, well-rested. Pirates are gutless, too. The season's over before it even started.
They're finished. They're finished.
I mean, got that payment over. How many did they score today? One? What did they get?
They actually ended up getting
a
couple towards the end.
Hey, good
four
for them.
Spot. Good what for was them. It, 7-4, rested. Joe? 7-4 was the final?
9-4.
9-4. So that means all the alts came in. 9.5, 10.5, 11.5. Oh, I'm telling you, Joe, let's do this tonight. Let's keep it simple. Let's alt up this Cleveland and Angel game at 9:30, okay?
Carver, you know what? I might just, you know, this is not my time of year until it gets hot. I'm going to ride your coattails. Take me to the promised land. The only thing I do know is tomorrow, and I'll be on Betting Above the Rim tomorrow. Don't even watch the Florida Auburn game.
Good
Don't
plug.
Even watch.
Good plug. Little right? plug right Don't there even... for Joe. Joe, get the plug. I was going to do all this at the top of the hour. At the top of the second hour, I'm going to give you the whole lay of the land.
Why not? Why not? It's all right. I wanted to do
give
it tonight.
The whole lay of the land, but we need to remember they've already won. That game's over already, the Florida Auburn game. This game's over.
No doubt
over
about
already.
It.
No doubt about it. This game's over. Joe's giving him that. This game's over.
No doubt
Florida
about it.
Has
no
shot.
Shot.
No shot tomorrow. They've
no
got
shot.
No shot. Speaking of
no shot.
How about this team that couldn't shoot for it? Did you see how the Anteaters lost that game last night?
I talked about it at the top of the hour. They had a 7-point lead. How about
Joe,
the kid that
they were like,
how about the kid? But wait a second. The kid that gets fouled on the three to tie it up, and then the refs ice him. He misses the final.
Iced him. Iced him.
Iced him. The kid misses it with 12 seconds
but Joe,
left.
To be fair, they were like 16 for 32 from the line. Like, they missed a billion free throws in that game. And even still, even with them missing a billion free throws, the kid under the basket in the last second had the ball in his hand, and all he had to do was put a layup in. There wasn't a defender in sight, and he missed that bunny underneath the net. How could you miss that shot in that spot?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anteaters. Anteaters.
No doubt about it.
Oh,
I don't
this
know.
Game has – you just don't even watch written
I
all
told
over.
You. Listen. Go out to dinner, prepare for the Duke game, 9 o'clock tip. By 8:20, the game will already be in already in the past.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Shutting it down.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. For
no
Joe
doubt about it.
Special. Auburn Tigers. Now, let me ask you this, because I obviously don't know what these numbers are because I can't play it here. Have you already like loaded up? Are you even gonna load up the player props for Auburn too? Are you gonna go take a big swing with Broom and all
I mean,
these
I
other
have
guys?
To, I have to do it for the show. I'll probably take Miles Kelly, but that's about it. I'm not taking Clayton. I'm not taking. I might syndicate the over.
Got a I'll couple syndicate this. Plays for betting above Auburn, the rim tomorrow?
Auburn in the over. You know why? Because I think when you have two teams that are familiar with each other, like these two. Seconds to tell you about
our rock solid info, yeah. Odds, analysis, and strategies. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Fast.
Stop it. Stop it. They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Signos.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I have not gotten to do this yet, Joe, so let me give you a little check of everything that's going on here. Now, you just mentioned that that game out in San Francisco is finally over. As, are you sure that it's over, Joe? Oh, yeah, it is. Over. It is now over. 10-9. So the Giants get a two-run single by Willie Adames in the bottom of the 11th. And they get, there's a ball off the chalk in Texas, Joe. That's going to score a run, it looks like. 1-0 Rangers. 1-0 Rangers. Here we go. Here come the runs, Joe. First and second for the Brewers in the bottom of the second. Maybe they're going to score some runs tonight.
1-0 Milwaukee. 1-0 Milwaukee.
There's a base hit. Your boy Mitchell getting the hit for the Brew Crew. Look at this. Coming together for you now.
We got life. We got life.
How about this Jesus Luzardo shutting down the Dodgers tonight. Of course, the Dodgers had not lost the game yet. Now they still haven't. They got six more outs to get. But 3-0 Phillies in the top of the eighth inning in Philadelphia. You've also got the Diamondbacks up 6-4 on the Nats. They're going to the bottom of the eighth there. Braves are up 3-0 on the Marlins, top seven. 2-1, Orioles lead the Royals, bottom four in Kansas City. Gunnar Henderson back for the Orioles tonight, Joe. He missed the first week, now off the IL. And he's good to go. Rangers just took a 1-0 lead. Let's see if they can extend now here. By the way, I have the quad box on, Joe, and they just flipped on the Kansas City game. It looks like an absolutely miserable night in Kansas City. Everyone's all bundled up. They're wearing the, what's it called, Joe? You know, the rain parkas on.
Texas. 2-0.
Wow, there's a base hit. 2-0. Can Seager homer? What about Seager? We get him,
Joe? Come on. Give us some life here. Come on. Sit dead
red. What total did I tell you last night to take? Also this afternoon. I told you the wind was going to be blowing out. Fenway, 13-9. Fenway, 13-9.
I know. I've been laying off the Red Sox totals I should have just played that in the Giant game. I would have hit a home run. Amazing.
Unbelievable. And that Oakland, Sacramento and Colorado, right on the number, right? 9. It was right on the number.
It dipped to nine. It was 9.5 all last night. We had 110.
It was 8.5.
And then I saw nines right at first pitch. And I took a shot. I was just so stupid. It was dumb.
They needed 11 innings to get to 9. It was 3-3 after. Here come these Dodgers now. I just jinxed it. The Dodgers get a man on. Yeah.
I just want to see. They do. They were getting no hit, Miami. They got two hits.
Okay. They got
They had no hits.
Have a runner on base. So here come the Dodgers. Of course. And like I said, a miserable night in Kansas City. Elsewhere, Joe, NBA tonight. The Kings, who lost in D.C. to the Wizards the other night, now they're up 22 in Charlotte. So playing another bad team, they're finally taking care of business. How about the Jazz? They were getting, I think it was 15.5 in Indiana tonight. They're down 2 late in the third quarter.
Down
Unbelievable.
Two.
Wow.
The Celtics are up 13 on the Suns at halftime. Pistons up 10 on the Raptors at the half. Portland up 1 on the Bulls. And the Rockets lead the Thunder 46-37.
Yeah, it looks like tonight's one of those nights that the Thunder were laying 4.5 after the first. So now they're down 9. What is that in-game number?
That in-game number is, Joe, I'll let you know right now. Give me a moment to pull up the numbers.
2.5. 2.5 at -122 on the money line.
Yeah. A nice price to get him on the money line, Joe, to be quite honest with you. Not a bad price.
What total was I looking at that I thought was absolutely crazy?
Now, who's not
this
playing?
Cleveland total.
Go ahead.
Let's do this, Carver. This Cleveland, not to cut you off, this Cleveland total, they had like they had 49 points. This total was up to 256.5, and it's now down to 241. They're smashing it. You want to jump in? They got 89 points with five minutes
Cleveland,
left.
Cleveland, you're saying the 240.5? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's down 15 points from where it was about 20 minutes ago.
They got 89.
And there's 5 minutes left. And plus, what a profit boost.
I don't love these games, Joe. With these games where you got one team really not playing for anything, the other team's trying to tank. Like, these are dangerous games to get involved with. Like, you need games like Denver, Golden State, where you at least know both teams are in it to win it, right? I mean.
Yeah, but even if San Antonio's looking to tank, they're not going to score.
This is why the NBA stinks late in the year like this. It's just, it's impossible to play. This Ketel Marte left the game for Arizona. I can't have it, Joe. I just can't have it, man. What next?
We got a runner on third here in Texas. Can we bring him home?
How about this? I'm getting annoyed because I'm having a rough day here. So why don't we go in this Cleveland Angel game? Yeah. A lot going on. There's a lot of running around and a lot of other things. I'm aggravated a little bit.
I've had a rough week. It's a rough week for me.
How about we go big dogs tonight in Anaheim? Let's do Jose Ramirez and Trout to both homer. 26-1. Both of them, Joe. Let's take them both to homer. Let's try to get a lot of it. Let's try to get a lot of it back for you, Joe, in one swing here. One swing.
All right, let me think.
Carver and Dixie, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. You know, they're going to have to look at this one, Joe. I don't know if they've already called it a homer or not.
Which game?
This is a weird one. So Ozuna hit one out to left center in the Brave game. So the guy in center went up to catch it. It went off his glove. It looks like it touched above the yellow line. Kind of bounced back into the field, and the other outfielder caught it in the air. But it touched, at minimum, the top of the wall, so it can't be an out. But I think they're going to call this a home run, Joe. I think this is a homer because it was above that yellow line.
Well, they are. They already have it on ESPN. It's 4-0.
They have it as 4-0? All right, because I'm still looking at 3-0 with the review. So I guess they're going to end up counting this.
I don't know. ESPN sometimes, though, could always adjust. I mean, they show bottom seven, no outs, 4-0. But we got 4-0 in Texas, which was good. Are we going to get runs in this Brewer game? Like, can I get over the 6.5 now? Or are these Reds going to be like...
Wait a second. So you got in on the Brewer game?
I have two different parlays. I have over Tampa and Alvarado. And then I have over Tampa, right? Over Tampa, yeah. Over 6.5 Brewers, over 5.5 Cleveland with Jimmy Butler.
You and this Jimmy Butler, man. I mean, you got to lose it with this guy. You really do. Enough of this Jimmy Butler. I won't allow you to do it anymore. It's got to stop, man. It's got to stop. The Jimmy Butler stuff. Okay. Are you willing to quit him for a little while? Can you quit Jimmy for a little while? Or you can't do it? You're not giving it up? Your silence is interesting here. You're not giving up Jimmy. Can't give
if he
up.
Doesn't come through tonight, I won't bet him for a month.
Oh, he's going to come through tonight. Because okay. He didn't score 20 last night when we had the other legs in the barn. We had everything in the barn last night. He didn't score to 20. Tonight, he'll get the 20 because it's not a family play. It's a yourself play. So it's going to come in. A family play, no 20. Not a family play, he's going to get the 20. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right about it. That's why I played him. But you
how
know,
about we do something I mean, else in that game? Let's find something better in that game. No Jimmy Butler.
What do you want to do, though? I mean, you know what the problem is? I'm gun-shy because they played last night. Are these guys just going to bow out? It's the Nuggets coming to town. Are these guys
this is a huge
play?
Game in the standings. This is a big game.
I know it's a big game. All right. Okay, so what do you want to do then? Tell me, is that a hit? Oh, man.
What about Pozemski?
Caminero. This guy's a hump. Who?
How about Pozemski?
Again? You want to take him after 8 threes. Come on. Come on. Come on. Why do you want to do all that?
Right. How about Steph for 10 threes? Steph for 10 threes. Huh?
I got one better. You're not going to like it.
How about Porter?
4 threes, 215.
Porter?
Yeah, 4 threes.
Fine. What about Pozemski?
No threes, points.
No.
Why don't we do? Wait a second.
What about Draymond for assists?
How about Joker for 35? Oh, come on, he's minus 164. He's minus
154.
Yeah, but he's minus 156 for 30. What do you want to do? You want to take him for 25? He's minus 440.
I don't know if I want to take him. Why don't we take him for the assists? He's going to distribute tonight. 12 assists plus 250. Well, Marvin Lee's Sportsman Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back in for this.